And consistent with that, hunger and appetite were higher at all times of day when we measured them with this questionnaire. And I can tell you that the foods that the volunteers were craving mostly were carbohydrate-rich foods, including the sweets, the salty snacks, which included pretzels, etc., and the starchy foods. And so this is, we're still, of course, interested in this issue, and we're now looking at this issue with yet a different protocol, which is led by Dr. Tesali, who is one of my main and most senior collaborator. And her protocol compares, in a randomized crossover design, again of young healthy adults, for 5 days in the laboratory, either with 8.5 hours in bed or 4.5 hours in bed. During the first 4 days of each condition, the volunteers received the exact same food, exact same caloric intake. But the last day, just before they get their last night here, they get an ad lib buffet. So they are all of a sudden faced with the best the kitchen of the clinical research center can produce, which is represented here. So they've had an interview before even starting the study with the dietitian, so that we're not putting out broccoli out there for a person who hates broccoli. Everything that is out there is food that they would normally be willing to eat. We let them eat by themselves, you know, in privacy. They have an hour to eat the lunch buffet. And